This WBEZ podcast is supported by Chicago Humanities, presenting its Spring Festival with Peter Sagal's Constitution Sessions, Mayor Brandon Johnson with Dr. Ibram X. Kendi, travel journalist Rick Steves, author R.F. Kuang, journalist Michael Pollan, and a night with NPR's Planet Money. Tickets for these events and more conversations on arts, culture, and current affairs at chicagohumanities.org.
It's been nearly 5 years since a different public health crisis brought scandal and chaos to a veterans home in downstate Illinois. That's when a Legionnaire's disease outbreak at the state-run facility in Quincy killed 12 people. And in subsequent years, there were several more outbreaks. A years-long WBEZ investigation chronicled how the state mishandled the public health crisis. 12 victims' families sued the state for negligence, and now WBEZ has learned the Attorney General has settled those cases. WBEZ reporters Tony Arnold and Dave McKinney broke this story, and they join me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
All right. So before we get to the settlements, Dave, please remind us of what these veterans and their families experienced.
Well, Lisa, the first outbreak in 2015 ultimately killed 12 residents, but it also sickened dozens of other people. Our investigation revealed that the state waited nearly a week to notify some families and the public about the outbreak. And during that time, more people got sick. Despite that first tragedy, there were more cases in 2016, 2017, and 2018 as the state's, you know, they were scrambling to get this thing under control.
And now what do you know about these settlements?
Well, we know that of the 12 families who sued, each case was separate from the other, and that a mediator was brought in to evaluate and work with each case. And ultimately, we can say that the dollar amount for each family combined is nearly $6.4 million. And the individual settlements range from $75,000 on the low end to $775,000 on the high end.
So, Dave, it's worth noting that before you and Tony launched this investigation, the cap on those payouts, it was much lower.
You know, that's right. State law had limited how much they could win in court at $100,000. But after WBEZ's reporting, legislators ended up raising the limit to $2 million, and they even made it retroactive specifically to include these Quincy families. Nobody got the full $2 million, but almost all the families, 11 out of the 12, settled for more than $100,000.
So I want to bring Tony into this conversation a little bit. The settlement was done by Attorney General Kwame Raoul, who represents the state when it gets sued. Tony, why did he want to settle them?
Well, Raoul had campaigned for office in part by ridiculing former Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and his administration that was in charge of the Quincy home at the time of these outbreaks, accusing them of covering up the numerous outbreaks and deaths. We knew Raoul's been interested in settling these for a while, but it took some time, and many of the families we talked to had been growing frustrated by these long, drawn-out court battles that just wouldn't end. So when we talked to Raoul this week, the Attorney General now, about these settlements, what he did was he called this whole process a solemn act. I would add that Raoul said that as a condition of these settlements, he's recommending that a plaque be put up at the new Quincy Veterans Home that's under construction now to memorialize those who died of the Legionnaires' outbreaks.
So, Dave, how did the families respond to these offers from the state?
Well, I mean, as Tony mentioned, we've been in touch with these families for a couple of years now, but they didn't want to talk to us about the settlements. It's interesting because these lawsuits against the state are what prompted us as reporters to start investigating the outbreaks and asking why are people getting sick at this one veterans facility year after year after year, and why can't the public health department, the CDC, the Veterans Affairs Department get a handle on it? And all along the way, it was the families who guided our investigation. They were kind of the moral voice of the whole thing. As a result of these families' lawsuits and by talking with us, Illinois is now building this $230 million Quincy Veterans Home. And when there's an outbreak at a veterans home, state law now says families have to be told about it within 24 hours. That wasn't in place before. So these families have made a big impact on the state.
So it looks like this may appear to close the chapter on this story that's been going on for a long, long time now. Tony, is there anything else on the horizon?
Well, there is. Kwame Raoul says his office is still doing a criminal investigation into how the state handled these outbreaks. He said that he does expect that to wrap up soon, but he wouldn't say anything beyond that, including whether he's recommending anyone be indicted. No one's been charged. These settlements from the families, meanwhile, they need to be approved by the legislature, which, you know, that's adjourned indefinitely right now due to the coronavirus pandemic.
WBEZ reporters Tony Arnold and Dave McKinney have been covering the Legionnaires' disease outbreaks at the Quincy Veterans Home, and they join me this morning. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Lisa.